Let me talk to the men out there listening real quick. Guys, are you suffering from erectile dysfunction, fatigue, decreased muscle tone, lack of energy, low libido, brain fog, sleep disturbances? Hey, low libido? Ask your girlfriend or wife. She'll let you know if you're suffering from that or not. That's sex drive. If you'll text my name, Clay, in all caps to 601-327-8550, 601-327-8550, Men's Health of Mississippi and the Clay Edwards Show are going to hook you up with a free testosterone screening. They're located in Madison, Mississippi at 120 Fountains Boulevard. You can check them out online, menshealthms.com. But one more time, text my name, all caps, Clay, to 601-327-8550 and get your free testosterone screening scheduled today. Enjoy the rest of this show. Boom goes the dynamite. You tuned in. It's the second hour of the most incendiary show on the radio, your daily dose of reality radio. I feel like we did a pretty good job kind of punching in the face with reality in hour one. I think we did a pretty good job. People say, Clay, you can't do national. All you do is talk about Jackson. I don't think we've talked about Jackson one time in the last 2 days outside of this little comment right here. Sometimes Jackson is rich for content. Sometimes the rest of the country and the world are rich for content. I remember one time, and we got a great caller on hold. We're going to get to him in just a second. I remember right at the beginning of the Ukraine war, a guy I used to work with claimed to be a big conservative. He was all pro-Ukraine war, and I was like, this don't add up to me. He said, why don't you just stick to talking about Jackson? He has since deleted me from social media because I was right and he was wrong. But I got friends. I don't care. I don't care if your mama's over there fighting for Ukraine right now. She's an idiot. Period. You can still look at this through any lens, especially so-called conservatives. You can still look through this through any lens and think that we need to be over there in Ukraine. You need to take your butt over there. Walk it like you talk it. Take your butt over there and fight for Ukraine if you bought that life. If that's the war you think we need to be fighting. If you're older and you got kids that are old enough to fight in age, sign them up. Send them over. Otherwise, shut the hell up. Been doing the show almost 800 episodes over 3 years. I ain't been wrong too many times. We talk about the right side of history. I catch myself on the right side of history a lot. History's happening fast around here. It don't take too long to figure out, was I on the right side or not? Right on the vaccine, right on the COVID, right on Joe Biden, right on January 6th, right on Ukraine, right on the border. Gonna be right about Trump. Already booking my plans for January 20th, 2025 to be in D.C. You know, I bought those new Trump shoes. I'm going to be rocking those. Let's go to Joe on the Mazda Jackson phone line. Hey, brother, you on there?
Hey, Clay. Just wanted to hit on something you just said in the last of the last hour when you were talking about, you know, Israel and the Jews, and it looks like it's a Nazi replay.
Mm-hmm.
And, because it's just, I've been amazed as I've watched the news, like within the last week, with these, quote, Palestinian protesters, which we know some are Palestinian immigrants, but some of them are also leftists, just plain old white American leftists, you know, hollering from the river to the sea. Not even understanding they're talking about the annihilation of the Jewish state. And now you've got Jewish people. You know, it's one thing to be against, say, the Jewish policy against, or the Israeli policy against Gaza. But when people, Jewish people, just innocent Jewish people walking down the sidewalk with one of those, I forgot what you call it, the little caps on put on the back of their head.
Yeah, I don't know the name of them.
I don't either, but I mean, it identifies them as Jewish. Now we're in fear of their lives. You've got college campuses saying, okay, Jewish students need to go to school from home. You know, like you're not allowed at school. Or police are telling Jewish people who are walking past these protests, I can't help you here. You know, it's not safe for you to be here. They're telling Jewish people on college campuses, it's not safe for you to be here. I mean, and the only crime they've committed is being Jewish. And it does, it strikes a huge similarity to what happened in the Holocaust. You know, and the hypocrisy in it all that just absolutely blows my mind is the left is calling Trump a Nazi. They're calling, you know, right-wing, you know, conservatives, oh, you're Nazis, you're racist, you're, you know, all this other stuff. When we see the left displaying this, you know, you see the left saying, well, you know, criticizing Trump and say, well, you know, he's a dictator. Trump's a dictator. You know, he's going to go against the press. You know, he's not for free press, and he's a racist. And they're displaying everything that they're criticizing the others for.
You know,
I mean, the hypocrisy just slaps you in the face.
I hear you and Jameson talk about this every now and then, the 100-year plan of the Marxist. And I'm really, really starting to see it come into focus now with how they know they're wrong. They know they're telling lies. For example, they made E. Jean Carroll one of the top 10 most influential people of the year, Time Magazine did. They push the Russian agenda. They push all these wild lies. And they're playing this plan that if they're just all on board, in 50 years, we're going to look back at the newspaper headlines, at the clippings, at the magazines, at whatever the online database is. And they're going to have erased everybody else with a dissenting opinion. And they're just going to say, COVID was, in fact, the most deadliest pandemic ever. Joe Biden was the hero that saved us from that. Oh, my God. January 6th was an insurrection. Remember when Kamala got up there on 60 Minutes or whatever it was, or on the second anniversary of it, I'm sorry, and called it, maybe it was the first anniversary, whatever, and compared it to being as bad or worse than Pearl Harbor and 9/11. That's the history they're trying to write now. And they don't care what all of us think about it. They'll just call us crazy in 30, 40 years from now. They're not worried about what we think about it. They're trying to paint us as terrorists and communists and everything that they, in fact, are. It's a 100-year plan. I guess that's my point.
Well, exactly. When was the book 1984 was written? Wasn't it 1939, if I'm not mistaken? Yeah. Orson Welles.
Yeah, I'm not sure on that.
H.G. Wells. You know, the book 1984, we're living it right now. We're living 1984 in 2024. He kind of predicted a little bit too early. But what's one of the first quotes in the movie 1984 is those who control the present control the past. You know, they rewrite the past, I guess is probably the better way of saying it. They control the present. They control the schools. They control the history books, and they can rewrite history in their favor. And, you know, that's the thing is these young people, like you're on these college campuses, they don't know anything about Israel's past or Palestine's past. You know, they don't understand. I mean, they think just like the Palestinians and these young people, I don't know if you've seen the videos of the Palestinian kids, and they're like these men on the street interviews. And these Palestinians, they come out and they absolutely hate Israel with a passion. You know, they're asking these young people, and they're taught that Israel are occupiers and they stole the land, and they just need to be wiped off the face of the earth. You know, and that's being programmed into them at these Palestinian schools. That's been their program for hate. And it's kind of like what you just said, 1984. They've rewrote the history books in Palestine to make Israel the aggressor other than the real story. And even here in America, you know, the real story behind the creation of the Jewish state's not being told. You know, that might be a good thing to cover on the show a little bit is how Israel became Israel and how the Palestinians became the Palestinians.
That's a good point there.
It's just not being told.
No, they're telling one side of history to paint the picture that they want to paint. And that picture is very anti-everything that we've spent the last 300 years building this country up to be. And great call, brother. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Uh-huh. always dropping some great knowledge there. Let's go to another call here on the Mazda of Jackson phone line. Hey, you're on the air.
Good morning, Clay. How are you?
Hey, Sylvie. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you. I just wanted to say that I agree 100% with what Joe was saying, and I agree that you might want to do that type of program. That would be really interesting, and a lot of our folks that are out there probably don't know. And Palestine, from what I understand, is really not a nation, but it's they occupy the area, but I might be wrong on that. So don't quote me, folks, and if I've messed up, somebody out there will correct me. But anyway, what I wanted to share this morning is that when you watch the stuff that's on TV and you see these people that are anti-Semitic, they seem to forget what Scripture has to say. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3, I'm reading from the New Living Translation. The Lord had said to Abram, leave your native country, your relatives, and your father's family, and go to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation. I will bless you and make you famous, and you will be a blessing to others. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who treat you with contempt. All the families on the earth will be blessed through you. And folks who are anti-Semitic, you need to remember God's word is true. He said those who bless Israel, he will bless them. Those are his chosen people. They are the people that the word of God is talking about in the Bible. And he also said in the King James, it says, curse those who curse you. And I just want to remind folks that we really do need to be praying for Israel and ask the Lord to really work overseas and protect them. And I wish that Israel would just bomb the stuffings out of Iran. I mean, just wipe them off the face of the earth. They need to be happy that I'm not in control, because if I were in control, that's exactly what I would do. Talk about having World War III. Iran would not even be in existence any longer if I were in control. And that's all I wanted to say. And good morning again. Talk to you later.
Bye. Thank you, Miss Sylvia. My opinion is this. Let them, if one of them wants to blow the other up, let them, they need to fight that out. We need to stay out of it. I don't think we need to be over there fighting for Israel, freeing Palestine. You need to let them go at it, and the last man standing wins. And that's an unpopular opinion in America, actually letting people settle their own disputes. Like if Russia's got enough muscle to take Ukraine, so be it. You know, we got enough muscle to take Canada, so be it. Maple syrup will now be an American export, not an import. Anyway. I do not think we need to be getting involved in these things. That is my personal opinion. While we have all of our problems at home, we seem more hyper-focused on what's going on in other parts of the world. Maybe you could sell me on all this on another day of the week when our border's secure, we're not shoving DEI, CRT, and LGBTQ on students and schools. When all of our problems are somewhat, you're never going to solve all the world's problems, all the country's problems. There's always going to be problems. But some of the blaring issues that we have, when our Democrat cities are absolute Democrat death traps, you know, we can get a crime. You know, we've got some Hamas-like gangs in America. In these cities like Jackson, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, Baton Rouge, Memphis, Tennessee. Until we can get those areas under control, our border under control, I don't think we got any business telling Palestine to leave Israel alone. Telling Israel, you've done enough. You've gotten your revenge. Then let them sort it out. I talked about this yesterday. Israel is a monster of a country compared to Palestine. Palestine is the equivalent of Mississippi and Nevada. I'm just picking two random states deciding to wage war with the rest of the country and the rest of America needing financial aid from some other country to defeat us. You'll never convince me otherwise. I have eyes. Don't tell me don't believe my lying eyes. Let them sort it out. Let's take a break. This is the Clay Edwards Show.